This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
To be a long episode. I say that every time and it ends up being like almost 2 hours, but yeah, we're trying to make it like an hour. I do got to go somewhere anyway, so it's not going to be that long. But wanted to talk about some situations that could have influenced players to transfer that I don't think people are really talking about. You know, I see a lot of people just saying they traitors, they this and that, but there's some factors that I think went into play that nobody's really discussing because I think it may hurt their temper tantrum stance that they might be having. For the folks who being real disrespectful, not the folks that, you know, just have a difference of opinion. Not those folks, but the folks that's really out here like throwing mud on the players' names. Those folks. So, like I said, I let people load up. So I had to repeat them. So I had to repeat myself. If you want to voice your opinion, that's always welcome as well. You know, y'all know my platform. I give it. I empower everybody to give them a voice as long as it's respectful and not a whole lot of profanities thrown directly at somebody. Unless you're just voicing some frustration, I get that. But you could definitely be a speaker if you want, but I just, you know, I see we're getting some people in here. So here's what I wanted to say about the recent players that are leaving the program. Like this year, and even like a kid like Juwan Briggs last year. Did nobody really factor in like COVID and how we approach COVID here as a determining factor if a kid wants to leave? Like, did that play a factor? Like, as far as how we test, how we basically, you know, you live your life within the program, playing for this team. The expectations from the coaching staff as far as when you wasn't practicing, you know, what were you expected to do compared to other places? I'm just throwing that out there. This is more like a devil's advocate of really having everybody see every side. And this is going to irritate some folks, I know. But, hey, you got to have the difficult conversations. But when you look at a guy, like, look at, like, Noah Bisbinger, Haskins, Olu, what do all those guys have in common? If you look at their career, right, and how long they've been here, what do they have in common? They could have been graduate players, right? That means they've been here 4 years. So I got a question for you. If a player is here 4 years and then he decides to leave versus returning for his fifth year, is he really quitting on his teammates? Is he really not fulfilling his scholarship obligations? Because scholarship is 4 to 5 years. Your fifth year has to be approved. It's not guaranteed. Hell, every year is not guaranteed. But for just to break it down very, like, layman's term, we'll just say 4 years. It's a four-year commitment. A lot of people, when they talk about scholarships and players, they always say, hey, it's a four. You didn't fulfill your commitment. You committed to be here. So when people talk about scholarship, they talk about 4 years. So if you look at the Noah Taylors, Olu, Haskins, Bisbinger, I'm just naming those four because that's the most recent ones that we saw leave. They were here for their 4 year, or they got their 4 years, and basically they got their degree. Can we really be mad at them for leaving? And if you feel like that we can, you know, I'll just stand by myself and be like, well, I guess you can be mad, but we expect you to give us four. You gave us four. Then they left for their fifth year. And if they felt like, if you felt like, how can I say this lightly? Because I don't want to get too political. But some folks don't believe in what's going on right now. And some folks don't want to wear these masks and stuff. If these kids are going places where the testing isn't as stringent or the precautions aren't what they were here, did we ever think about that also? Versus, oh, y'all just some quitters. Oh, how would you do this? How could you do this to us? Oh, my God, you're dead to me. Good riddance. Is that too logical? Does that take the fun away from just blasting folks? You know, y'all let me know, man. Y'all can speak whenever y'all want. Y'all can unmute yourself. I got a couple more things that I'll throw out there, but I don't want to overload folks. Like I said, if you want to be a speaker, just ask to speak. I got Steve and Jack Salt here. Jack Salt's burner account up here. Fan account, not burner account, my bad. But yeah, if any one of you guys want to speak, you can. If not, I'll just keep going. All right, y'all not gonna speak. So
I can jump in.
Next thing.
I don't want to let someone else into
okay.
into.
All right.
As you know, I've had these students in class. You know, I'm a teacher at UVA, and I've had some of these students that have transferred, or some of them that, you know, just had a great time at UVA, and you know, I was a student at one point, as you were you, and given the opportunity to go and try something else and keep your name going in an upward trend, you got to take advantage of that. You know, the end goal mm-hmm. for these guys is to make it to the NFL, or at least to make it to a job where they're making money within football. And if they can improve their stock and improve their ability to get to that goal, then they've got to do it. I mean, there's no choice. You know, if mm-hmm. that's put out in front of them for someone to go and get their name out there on ESPN that they're on the transfer portal, which, okay, that's their name's out and it wouldn't have been otherwise, right? You don't see anyone's name that's not on the transfer portal being, you know, paraded around. Oh, this guy decided not to go on the transfer portal, and you see him all over ESPN or social media. No, mm-hmm. it's going to happen to the guys that went on the transfer portal. And then if you end up making it to a Michigan, you know, or you end up making it out to California, you know, of course, that's your just stock is going way up. And we're talking about a short window, right? Another year, and these guys are going to be looked at to go into their goal in life. And if that in a year, they got it. You know, they got it. There's just no option there. That's their way. That's their ticket. And you got to just congratulate them and just want all the best for them, because these are good dudes. You know, they came to UVA. They put in their time. They went to class in a very difficult academic situation, too. We're not talking about a slouch here. This is UVA. These student athletes are putting in the time in class as well as on the field, and they didn't have to choose UVA. They could have chosen a school that maybe didn't put them through that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're absolutely right. With COVID, that puts a wrinkle in everything. You know, their options – are so much more important right now than they would have been without COVID. And if they get a chance to go somewhere that they feel like, okay, I'm probably going to get a chance to play and games aren't going to get canceled where I'm going because they've got a track record for playing. When UVA had to cancel a couple of games during a tough COVID. So it's always into it. And you got tons of people in your ear, too. This just isn't all on the student having to make this choice. They've got professionals that are helping them make this choice that know, and they show them the numbers, and they show them the opportunity as a business decision, not as just, you know, okay, this is some high school kid, you know, making a choice. No, this is a businessman making a choice for their future.
Absolutely,
and,
man.
And I stand behind everything you've said, Hawk. You've put it down there already, and I'm glad that you've opened this up for people to talk about. But you've already said all that, and it's so true.
Appreciate it, Steve. I see Jack unmuted. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hey, Hawk. I just want to say, like, you hit something that was when you were first talking, that these kids are
you kind of breaking up, Jet.
Here, you hit a nail on the head.
Hey, Jack, try to get you. Okay, go ahead. You good now? Go ahead. All right, we're trying to get Jack back in later. Yeah. BJ, what's good, bro?
Hey, what's up with you, Mark? I think another thing we got to take into account with these guys is the ability to play for something bigger than what their opportunity is at UVA, right? I look at, like, Oluwatimi, right? He's worked himself up to be one of the top centers in the country. Going to Michigan, he's going to have an opportunity to play for something that UVA in a rebuild situation is not going to be able to provide him, right? A lot of these players probably want to consider that, right? I mean, I don't know of any athlete that says I don't want to compete and achieve the highest level that I possibly can. So that doesn't really get at me, and I hate to use the word bother because it's these kids' decisions and I'm just a fan sitting at home trying to diagnose it. So, but it is bothersome. Like, the only things that make me really scratch my head is when someone goes to, like, a rival, right? Like, it's still your decision. It's still whatever it is you want to do, and I'm not going to say names or anything, but, like, when you transfer to Carolina, for example, or to a Tech from – okay, these two schools don't like each other. Carolina and UVA always fight for – we just lost a huge recruit to Carolina not 2 months ago, right? And so, like, I don't want to say it bothers me, right? I don't want to say it bothers me. I guess what it is when someone – it's not – I think it almost makes it seem personal. Okay. Not to me as a fan – but, like, the player to the school. Like, not only am I going to leave, but I'm going to go somewhere that doesn't like each other. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And, like, it doesn't bother me. It's their decision, and I'm not going to be one of these people that sit back and, like, blast a kid for doing what's best for them. Mm-hmm. But it does make it kind of a head-scratcher. Like, okay, why would he choose – he could go anywhere. Why would he choose that particular school knowing what it means to the school he's coming from?
Yeah. Nah, I feel your net. Steve, go ahead, Coach B.
So I say this. You put out a good tweet yesterday about, you know what I mean, like, it's okay when UVA get transfer players. And I don't know if you said this already on here, but it's okay when UVA get transfer players.
Yep.
But then when the kids leave, then everybody's like, what? How could you leave us? You know what I mean? But it's okay when other kids come in.
Yes. It is, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to be a hypocrite, so that's why I always remain respectful.
I agree with BJ in a little bit, because then at the end of the day, it's like you transfer, and that's okay if you transfer and leave up out of here. But then you go to a school that's a rival. So, for example, it's no different from Hampton and Phoebus. So you leave Hampton and you go to Phoebus. You like, man, you whack. That's whack. Why would you go to Phoebus? Or why would you leave Phoebus and go to Hampton? Like, that's whack. So I can understand some people's point of view when you talk about leaving, going to, you know, just a lateral move, going to another ACC school that's y'all in competition with each other. You know what I mean? But, like, the other kid leaving and going to Michigan, that, you know, that's a little bit more different. Like, you can accept that move more versus a lateral move straight to another ACC school. You get what I'm saying? So I get it. But, yeah, some people can't be too mad, because when you get transfers in, you know what I mean, everybody's happy. But then when you leave, you know, so you can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't have it both ways.
No, you right. Steve, got your hand up, bro. What you have to say?
Yeah, I just wanted to add a little bit to what you're saying there. There's also that academic side. So if you have a fifth-year student that's transferring, you know, we talked about the graduate school transfer. Jake McGee back, you know, a few years back did something like that.
Yeah.
Where you might have a better academic situation for your needs than you would at UVA. UVA is a liberal arts school. It's going to, you know, focus you a little bit, but not a whole lot in your undergrad development. And you may want to transfer to a school that's going to put, you know, put you in the driver's seat for a business degree or something that you're looking for. And so you got to factor that in as well, that maybe of the academic side might have something to do with it. As far as arrival, you know, again, I don't think there's any bad press. You know, if you get your name on something, you know, in the media and you're pushing your stock up, then you just got to do it. I don't think that this idea of fans mentality of you're going to a rival and all that. So I don't think that that's going to play into it. If you're really trying to make a business decision for your future, I just can't imagine that, you know, as loyal as you might be. And I did hear Quinn talking the other day on the other space, and I get that, you know, you do have some loyalty to the coaches that brought you somewhere. But at the end of the day, Quinn felt like his stock was in a good place and it was going in the right direction. And with Bronco and everything, all the press was on us. We had, you know, spotlight on us going into that season. And that had to weigh into Quinn's decision to stay as well, right? So, yeah, and I get the fan loyalty, and I want to talk all about fan loyalty all day long because I'm a fan and I want to be there for UVA as a fan. But at the end of the day, I'm also there for these student athletes that are trying to make, you know, a career for themselves. And it's that's a tough career to choose, right?
Yeah, definitely.
You're not going to fall into it. You got to go all 100% into it. Every decision is so important.
Yeah. And the piggyback off you saying, off what you said. So, you know, that's why I used these four gentlemen. You know, I was using the four most recent guys that left the program. They were all graduate students, and what's available for them as far as their master's degree, like here at UVA, unless things have changed, majority of the time, the one master's program that's available to you as a football player because of the schedule is a master's of education. What happens if you don't want a master's of education? If we all understand the importance of education, and what you want as a master's degree isn't available because of time, like time constraints, then and a student athlete decides to leave, we as a fan sometimes would jump the gun and call them all types of names, not realizing the one thing we pride ourselves on, which is academics, that's the reason why they left. And I'm not saying that's everybody.
That's true.
I'm just saying that
it might not be about football all the time.
Yeah, we can jump the gun, and we really don't know. But again, it goes back to what I'm saying. What Quinn said, I respect. He gave us his 4 years. You know what I'm saying? And everybody respects that scholarship life of 4 years. That fifth year is not guaranteed. The coach grants that. So these guys got to their fifth year, and then with COVID, you know, you got an extra year, so that could have been his 6 years almost. Can we really force somebody that, I done did four for you, baby. I done did my service. How you coming at me? Like, that's because those are the ones I'm looking at like, I never thought of this. I never thought of a kid giving me my four and still seeing people going in on them because they left before the extra year was granted to them. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people don't know that you're not guaranteed that fifth year. You're not. They can say, no, you're not. Nah. Because graduate school costs. So, like, they can say, no, you can't come back a fifth year. Like, a lot of fans don't realize that. Your scholarships cover you. It's really year to year. But that grant aid covers you for the 4 years. That fifth year is something that you definitely got to earn. And it's really a gift. Because they can say, nah, we good.
No, you're absolutely right, Hawk. And I went through that with one of our student athletes not so long ago where they were trying to put a fifth-year program together because they didn't want the education degree and they didn't want to have to take education classes, which were those 5,000-level classes. And so we had to put together some classes that would work within their you know, future plans. And it wasn't easy, and we had to bend over backwards in order to get that authorized to work out. And so that's happening all over UVA because we just don't have that option for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, who else? Hey, I see Craig in here. Go ahead, Craig.
Hey, what was the wide receiver that came from North Carolina that transferred to North Carolina like London's last year.
TJ Thorpe was walking with open arms from UNC, and nobody batted an eye from here. I ain't everybody trying to be petty. Them. I'm just saying, we love TJ. He came from UNC, scored a winning touchdown versus us the year before to beat us. And we was right here with open arms. Like, what's up, TJ? We love you, TJ. Welcome to Wahoo Nation. I ain't saying it got to be reciprocated because somebody leaves us. I'm just saying we can't act like we won't take the enemy to on our program. It's like red. Oh, that was different. I know it's different. I know. But I'm just saying Petty Hawk had to come out for a little while. My bad. I'm sorry, y'all. Shouldn't have did that. I see my man Brian Cotton. Did you want to say anything, brother? I know you've been waiting too. Patience.
Yeah, man. Can you guys hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
Cool. I think you brought up a great point about the COVID protocols that maybe UVA has that I know with Juwan Briggs, I think that had a big deal with why
mm-hmm.
he had gone, because I heard a lot of stuff when that was going on that he wanted to go out and do clubs and things like that, and he couldn't do it at UVA, especially during the COVID year. That was a good point that you brought up, and I don't know if that was the reason. And I also think, coming from a fan, strictly fan perspective, that seeing Olu and Haskins leave, I think that's great for them, because I can see the main reason why they're going is to get the exposure, get a little bit bigger platform. That's awesome, and I support that. I think a lot of people, and I think I tweeted at you earlier this week about Noah leaving, is I think a lot of people don't really understand what the benefit of going to Carolina is overstaying at UVA. And I think a lot of people may be quote-unquote hurt because of that.
Agreed.
Because they don't see the benefit. I mean, they were 6-6 this year. You know, their defense was maybe a little bit better than UVA this year, but not anything spectacular. And mm-hmm. I just don't see how he's going to get more notoriety playing for Carolina. And so I think that's kind of where, at least I am as a fan, I support the young man. I want him to do what's best for him and his family. If it has anything to do with NIL, that's awesome. Good for him. I support all that. I just think a lot of people were caught off guard seeing someone like Carolina. And that's really all I got to say about it. I appreciate
that, Brian, man. Thank you. Yeah, that's the type of feedback and dialogue that I love to have, because you don't have to be happy with a move, but when you can articulate it and it's coming from a place of love and you just caring, like, look, man, I don't get how that's helping him. I want him here. Versus, it's like the good written tweets and you want that good anyway. And I'm just like, come on, bro. But then again, and this is Petty Hawk coming out again. All those folks, some of these folks that's been mad at Noah, I got receipts of them disrespecting him, how trash he was. So why are you mad that he leaving? That's all I'm going to say. If you said Noah was great and you remember him versus Virginia Tech, you remember him for his sacks and stuff, and you mad, I get it, because you love him. I get it. But the folks who was dissing him, that I know that was dissing him, that I had to come to his defense during the year because I know he was playing through stuff. A lot of, you know what I'm saying, he beat up, and you trying to do what's best for everybody, and you not looking your best, and people don't care no more. It's like, why are you mad? You didn't think he was good anyway. You think he's slow. You think he take some of the worst angles ever. Why are you even mad? I know you're not mad, right? You applauding. But
this made me think of something that might be 100% the reason he left. I don't think he was in the best position this year that he's the best at. I think he's an edge rusher. Mm-hmm. And I think they were putting him in a lot of situations this year that maybe didn't benefit him. So a lot of that, I mean, coaches have to put the players in a position.
This episode is brought to you by Simple Mobile. Tired of being tied down with a wireless contract? Switch to Simple Mobile and stay connected on a powerful nationwide 5G network. Unlimited talk, text, and data starts at $30 a month with no contracts, activation fees, or credit checks. Visit simplemobile.com today. out with the old, in with the simple. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 1 month equals 30 days. See terms and conditions at simplemobile.com.
To succeed.
Agree.
And I think a lot of times this year with me watching and being a fan, I think he was not in a situation that benefited him 100%. Just because he's the best when he was coming off the
edge. Coming downhill. Yep.
Not backing up and making decisions in coverage. He'll always be remembered for that interception against Virginia Tech. That was one of the biggest plays.
I love the play, man. Yeah.
So you saying that made me think that, maybe that had something to do with it. He felt like he wasn't in the best position here with where they were asking him to play.
Mm. Yeah. And that play that he made versus Virginia Tech, playing in between a sail route and a hammer route, you got DBs who can't make that play. And I think that play is what made our old staff try to look at him like he was the kid from Clemson that played for the Cardinals right now, Isaiah Simmons. They thought he could be that, and some things physically wouldn't allow him to be as dynamic as he was versus Virginia Tech in 2019. But that's the thing about Noah, man. He got a lot of ability, and like we don't know if he just saw something schematically that UNC has that would just allow him to showcase those talents, and did he not want to risk seeing what the new staff could do for him here? He's been here 4 years, got his degree. If a guy has their degree, if a young man has earned his degree from this university and then they decide to leave, me personally, it's like, man, can you really fault them? Because we pride ourselves on academics and stuff. Like, he got his degree. He got it. If you leave earlier, then you can go at him. I'm still going to always, like, being in this business as a player is like, I don't look at it as a kid quitting or nothing like that. I look at they trying to fulfill their vision and what they see in themselves, and I can't fault them for that. But it's not like I'm going to jump out there and be like, oh, you can't say that to him. Like, no, I understand if it's less than 4 years and you're going in on a kid. But even with Juwan Briggs, I don't know if the COVID protocols got to him because he was playing well. That's why I could only put it on that. Juwan was playing well until he was like, I got to leave.
Luke Fickell got to him. Luke was like, nah, son, you need to come home. That's what that was.
Same thing. That kid's playing for a national championship.
Yeah, he playing for, you love to see it. He playing for his home team, in front of his home crowd, in front of his family, going to his mama house and eating after practice. You know, that's something you can't compete with right there. I know I sound crazy. Yeah. I'm in the work van on the way home now. I'm about to switch in and out. I'm about to hop in and out. I'm about to
play
the crib now.
Yeah. Go ahead, Adam.
He's at Cincinnati. I don't know why he left. I was a little hurt by it. I understand him going home. But I didn't understand how you know, going from starting to being he's a rotational guy there at Cincinnati now. Yeah. Maybe he'll get more time next year, but I always understand a guy getting closer to home.
Yeah.
I didn't understand the Noah Taylor thing, but I guess it's not for me to understand. I always hate when guys go to rival schools. Not really mad at Olu Haskins, just like my man said, because they're going to places where they can actually the light is going to be on them. Maybe Carolina has a better plan for Taylor than we did. So for that, I understand. But I just hate that he went to Carolina.
Yeah, we all hate that he went to Carolina. We all hate that all of these young men are leaving our program because I know. I mean, I got personal relationships with them, and I know the fans invested in them and seeing their career and seeing them blossom, seeing them make plays. So you look forward to how they can help next year's team and see them continue to even get better. So I know a lot of times when fans have things to say about players leaving, it's more – is that they're hurt and disappointed. It's not really personal. You got some fans who can get personal, so it comes with the territory. So if folks are just jumping in now, nobody is going to be bashing a player here. They'll give their perspective, but this is not a bash who transferred from UVA discussion. This is me trying to open the eyes of folks who may not have really put into thought that all of these, you know, the four guys that I named, which was the four recent guys that we shared that transfer out of the program were all guys that were going to be graduate players. They've been here 4 years, or they got their 4 years in college because Olu came here. So anyway, they're graduates. And if you have already given us 4 years, can we really stop or get mad at somebody for using a fifth year elsewhere? So that was my main thought. So if anybody else wanted to request, just hit the request button. I see. Let me get Wired in here. Let me get Noah in here.
Let me say one more thing, Hulk.
Go ahead, bro.
And with Carolina, I think it's hard for us to compete with them because we're not giving away free Jordans. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, they all sponsored by Jordan. So that is tough.
Jordan Creek, Michigan is too.
Yeah, Michigan is too. That's tough. That's
people also got to remember, like, does this new defensive staff or the scheme doesn't fit Noah also? You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. maybe he had a talk with Coach Elliott, and he wouldn't be good as they're not going to use him as a stand-up backer. And we can all agree or disagree that him putting his hand in the dirt might not be the answer for him. You know what I mean? Like, wonder if they told him, hey, you could be a DN, put your hand in the dirt, but we need you at this size, you know, and he's a fifth year guy. Like, he might not have time for that. You know what I mean? So nobody ever knows if they just told him, hey, well, we about to run on defense, it might not fit you. So yeah. His best thing was, you know, for him to leave.
That's what's up.
No. Yo, Hawk. Yo, Hawk.
Yes, sir.
What's good? So basically what happened was, it's like some of the schools that reached out to me, like Arizona State, USC or whatever, they was basically telling me to go to JUCO and get more film. So that I went to like another college or whatever, like a university, for like personal reasons, like housing and stuff like that. So I went and got some film or whatever, but now they're saying like, cause of COVID hit. Cause one time like COVID hit again and they said they got.
Hold on, bro. This ain't the platform for that, bro. I mean, I don't want to.
I was going to see like, what should I do? Like, you think I should just go to, cause you think it's going to hit again? Like COVID, you think it's going to get like an extra year again? Cause like a lot of the schools that reach out to me saying that they don't have like scholarship money or whatever. I'm just saying, if you think like the COVID season is gonna happen again, so the extra.
Like a free year?
Yeah, like another one. Like, cause they got a free year this year and they got a free year last year too. So that was like kind of messing me up a little bit. So I wanted to see like if it was gonna happen again.
Yeah, my bad, man. I've been getting trolled a lot, so.
No, I'm for real. I like Ball Hawk, like Armand Hawkins, yeah. Reached out to me, Seahawk. Yeah. You know, they like reached out to me, like Sac State, Sam Cole, all them. So.
I don't know if it's like, that's a great question, bro. I don't know for sure. I know you probably be doing this. I would just continue to reach out to staffs at different universities and just try to get a confirmation from them. Because like you said, it can affect you because you are. And so at JUCO, do you get a COVID year as well? Or it didn't matter.
Nah, like the school I was at, we did get extra year as well, but you know, I was like trying to transfer or whatever.
Trying to
go to like a better school or whatever. So I was just saying, because they were saying like COVID year hit last year. I was supposed to be at Sac State, COVID year hit. And then SC reached out to me, Arizona State reached out to me, said get more film, go to JUCO. And then I did. And then I got more film, but they saying they don't have scholarship money available. So I'm like, is this going to hit again? Like,
I don't think they're going to do it again. Because I know it's been some bowl games canceled this year, but as far as regular season games, everybody that I can remember got through their games. So I don't think this one will be count. I don't think they can afford to do another COVID year, to be honest with you, Noah.
Okay. All right.
Appreciate you reaching out, bro. I apologize about that. I thought it was somebody just trying to just give me, troll me, man. So again.
I was just saying, bro.
All right, bro. Good luck to you. And keep me posted, man.
All right, for sure.
All right. Wyatt, what's up, brother? See you in here. You can unmute yourself.
Yeah, man. I was just wondering what you thought about the whole Bronco, coaching overall, how you look at his tenure at UVA and how you think he ended it.
Oh, appreciate that. So, yeah, my opinion on Bronco's tenure, I think he did a hell of a job. He got us out the mud. We wasn't a good – our brand was tarnished. The mindset overall, as far as how we competed in games, wasn't good. And he came and he changed that. And, you know, even when he came in, a lot of guys transferred because his way just wasn't a great fit for them. It wasn't saying that they couldn't make it. It was just they just didn't vibe. But you know, that first season, of course, was tough, 2-10. But once he righted the ship, we won 6 games, went to that bowl game, got smacked. And then we won 8 games and then smacked South Carolina, then won 9 games and got to the ACC championship. And, of course, Clemson showed us we weren't ready for the biggest stage yet, but it gave us a barometer to work towards. And, I mean, we was training up good. I mean, Florida, we made a value effort there. There's no moral victories, but when you're coming out the mud, it's still you're trying to measure yourself on the next steps you have to take. And then COVID reared its ugly head, and it hurt our program a lot because we wasn't at a point in our program rebuild where we could lose practice time or lose that continuity, and that shifted us backwards. And then with some key losses and guys transferring, on defense, we just wasn't as good. Offensively, we surprised a lot of people. I know Brennan surprised a lot of people, and they lied to you if they thought he was going to be this damn good. They are bold-faced liars. Because I remember when I said Brennan was going to be good, people laughed at me, and I got receipts, and I'm ready, sir, shut the hell up, Juice, but I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait until another year, and then I'm going to serve it. But nobody thought Wicks was going to be that nice because we lost Davis, and Davis was so special for us in 2020, so... Again, Petty Hall coming out. I was like, yo, Wicks going to be good. I don't know, man. We ain't never seen him. Wicks ended up being the truth. And then everybody was happy about Jelani Woods. We knew he'll be good. I didn't see Keaton Thompson being this good as a daggone receiver. I mean, he can play. And then Billy Kemp, quiet as kept, he's coming back and hopefully come back here. I know it was cryptic. He ain't coming back to college football, but if he comes back, he's going to rewrite the record books, and he's just a dog. But, yeah, man, I think Bronco overall, give him like a B, B plus B, more of a B just because of COVID years, but he did a phenomenal job. Him and Bronco and his staff did a phenomenal job, man.
I'm interested in my take on this because I've got a lot of family that went to UVA, and I'm in Ohio now. I grew up around Ohio State, so that's obviously a big-time program.
Yeah.
So – when I'm thinking of UVA and I think of Bronco, all I think of is the guy who wants to compete for an ACC championship, not a national championship. And now when you are recruiting players and you're talking to them and you've got a player who's, let's just say he is the Henderson kid from Virginia, who's the Ohio State running back, right? And he's from Virginia. How the fuck does UVA not recruit this kid? I don't think they even reached out to him. And he's the standout. I just don't understand it.
But if you're that kid though, would you come to UVA?
Right. Yeah. So right. Yeah. I know. Right. So you obviously we have academics on Ohio State by a long shot.
No. I'm not talking about the academics. I'm just saying the product on the field. I'm just being honest because I get where people are coming from. How we don't reach
that's
out to
that's what it
kid.
Was.
If you're that kid, are you even entertaining UVA?
Right.
That's what it was. That was the product on the field. UVA offered Travion, and we have been talking to Travion a lot. A lot of folks don't know that Travion had been coming all during the COVID offseason. He had been coming to UVA watching his brother, Ronnie Walker. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? UVA even offered the little brother, Keyshawn Henderson, that's in ninth grade, that's about to set the VHSL rushing record. You know what I'm saying? So if you Travion and you see everybody working their ass off all spring to get 2 and 3 carries a game, you ain't even going to waste your time.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I guess what I mean? I'm thinking of is UEA seems to try to go relatively all in this football thing, right? We're making a mm-hmm. new facility and everything like that. So I guess if we're going to go all in, we really need to put our resources and start getting these top players because all the other programs
Your speaker went down, bro. I don't know if you changed your position.
Go ahead.
I say your speak like your volume.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Yeah. There so I go. Guess it seems like if Virginia's going to go all in football, and it seems like they may have made that decision with their new, brand new facility that they're making and all that, they need to be going out with all the recruiting and just getting the best players possible and doing everything they can because everyone else at the University of Virginia is suffering academically. The athletic programs. Every single team that's not the football team right now and not the basketball team is sitting in a trailer. Because the original locker rooms used to be part of the old football facility, but now only the football can use that now. So I guess I think if you're going to go all in, and it seems like I said, Virginia has, you got to go all in. You can't go halfway.
Yeah, and I'm with you, man, but I was taught even in high school, in order for you to dream about winning the ultimate goal, you got to start with the little goal. So with Broncos' approach of winning the ACC championship, sometimes being a realist, hold on, let me mute. Oh, my dog got a lot of kickback. Who else? Somebody. There we go. A lot of things. So with the championship talk, yes, that's so transparency is not for everybody, right? A lot of times, a lot of these recruiting coaches or whatever, they use car salesmen. They tell you what you want to hear. And Bronco and his staff sometimes were too honest. So with Bronco saying, you know, we want to win the Coastal, win the ACC championship, when he inherited UVA, that was laughable for him to even say that. So in order to try to attain a NCAA championship, the ultimate goal, you got to at least show you can at least win this conference. And I say this conference because people don't respect this side that we on, the Coastal side anyway. So I get what you're saying about the national championship talk, but I think he'd get laughed at if he was like, all right, let's win national championships.
That, listen, I have that same discussion with my father. I mean, he's a big UVA guy. I didn't go there, but, you know, it just runs through the family, and that's what he said. So when it comes down to that, I guess I think you're right. You hit the head on it. He's maybe too honest sometimes.
Yeah, because, I mean, you got to think, his board of directors comment about how many ACC caliber players he had on his roster, and people got pissed off at him. And he was just saying, this is how many I need. This is how many we got this year, in my opinion. Next year, I feel like we're going to have this many. And then the year after that, we're going to have this many. And people killed him for it. But when you saw the numbers increase, like he said, you saw the victories increase. It was just like, all right, he ain't so wacky. But he's just too damn honest. Because in this day and age, they kill you for being too honest. But then they say you capping when you lying. So it's one of the things, well, you got to find a happy medium. And you got to read the audience in a sense. But in today's world, man, if I'm going to get a recruit, I got to be brutally honest with you. Because at least you know what you're getting out of me. Like, as much as I joke about Coach Walsh and his voice, I knew what, hey, I'm out. He going to give me this. Like, it would piss me off when he would say some things. Christ, how you going to run deep? Your hamstrings hurt. We can't play you just because you're dressed. You got to get out there and run. Show me you can run fast again. Until then, you can't play. And you get pissed off, but like, I'm out here. But he was right. So it's just one of them things where either you can take the transparency and respect it, or you can't think, God dang, you're limiting your vision. But it just depends, bro. But I'm glad you brought that up, man, because that's a great discussion.
I will give him credit for recruiting, you know, the quarterback, because he's terrific. I mean, I do have to comment. When he got hurt, Brennan Armstrong, the UVA team was in shambles.
Yeah, that's college football for you.
I guess, how do you not have any backup that's relatively good? Because our backups were, I mean, they were not great, man.
What backup are you speaking of? Like this
I'm
year?
Not too sure, but when Brennan Armstrong wasn't playing that game, we were a 110% complete football team. And I know the quarterback position, you know, it's even more of an impact on UVA because our defense this year was a little suspect. But, you know, I mean, I just don't know how you don't have another guy back there ready to go.
So you don't think Wolfolk was ready?
I don't think he was ready. Oh, I thought Armstrong was ready.
Let's keep things in perspective. You're playing a number 10 team in the country. How good did you expect a quarterback to perform versus that team that has never played?
17-year-old freshman coming out of the gate, you know what I mean? And now on top of that,
how do we only have a freshman? How is that our backup quarterback?
No.
They'd have other ones. He was that good. Yes, he was that good.
Yeah, he was that good. But here's my thing. The goal of what you're saying, why we could go like we know about pro football when you start to get hurt. But if we go around to all the schools that have a Heisman caliber quarterback and they go down, you're going to see a significant drop off in the offense.
Absolutely.
Especially and respectfully, because to Coach and I, especially when we don't make it easier for a backup by being able to run the football traditionally.
Thank you.
So that in itself, why is why you are really pissed off, because it puts too much onus on a guy that's coming in as the backup. So, there you go.
Hawk, I got a question.
Go ahead, bro.
How do you feel our Louisiana connections will be now with Brumfield leaving?
Don't do that to me, man. Don't suffer.
No, I don't think we will.
We lost our first one. We lost our first Louisiana connection.
Yeah, but no, we lost him, but we didn't lose him. We lost the people that took him away, for real. Okay. We lost the people that took Jordan away. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Jordan's still going to advocate, because, for real, he a realist and he bought this land. You know what I'm saying? He enjoyed his time here. Big facts. But they took Jordan away because he was trying to do too many great things at once. That's what that was. Okay. That's a whole nother space. But, yeah, they took my man's away. I let him tell you. But, yeah, I think that Louisiana pipeline, I think it's still going to be strong. When kids back at Louisiana now and they see Mike Hollins, you know what I'm saying, Wicks, shit, even when Brandon Williams came here, that's another opportunity for them to get here. And then you see Wicks and them and Mike Hollins on the stage shining. So I don't think our Louisiana pipeline going to drop off at all, because Jordan still, you know what I'm saying, Jordan still, I'm pretty sure, talked to Hagans and them. You know what I mean? So I definitely don't think that that's going anywhere. I think it'll improve even more now that it's a new regime.
Okay.
And that bad blood between the group, you know what I'm saying, ain't there. I think that'll even out a lot coming up.
But, yeah, that Louisiana connection's definitely been a blessing to us. Because them boys
is the truth.
Them boys is the truth. I'm hoping they're hitting that transfer portal up with Godspeed. And going to pluck them. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm anxious to see who we hire as a defensive staff, especially our secondary coach. Hopefully they are a great teacher of fundamentals. They can create that great foundation for guys to be able to play man or zone, but understand the true concepts of coverage call, understanding how to combo and bump off of things, understanding how to just make things easier, because it was just too many times where guys were – three guys were covering one guy. I always say, man, that Virginia Tech game was like the damn dagger route they hit on us shouldn't have never happened. And that's just being taught to understand, like, oh, wait a minute, alignment and assignments. Hey, bro, if this dude stay in, I could jump that one. I'll take that one, and you can help off on him, and then you could bump and help. Like, that's DB one-on-one right there that I felt like a lot of times we had a lot of DB one-on-one miscues that I know are just like, yo, man, like, come on. You got to know that regardless. I don't care who teaching you. You got to know that. You got to remember that. You got to apply that. So last year was tough because guys got moved around, and I felt like, you know, it was like a panic move that didn't work. But I digress. Let's get back to folks who may have questions about, let me say, love the Hoos. You go up in here, brother. Pause.
What's good?
What's up, bro?
Not much, man. What's going on? Just sitting here enjoying this Pinstripe Bowl for the meantime.
Hey, salute to my man Dwight Vick and Antonio, you know, Virginia Tech alums that's in here. Don't he just playing with y'all.
I'm just sick right now watching that bowl, man. We let this one day. At least they playing,
guys. Yeah, man.
And then then I got this disgusting taste in my mouth, because the last time we seen the show, we opted to throw it to a lineman.
Hey, man. All right, man. You can sidetrack. No, go ahead, Lutter Hoos. Go ahead. Because he's going to take us to the abyss.
First of all, I want to have a response to Wyatt, who was talking about recruiting. He needs to – I'm paying attention to these hires right now. And I'm telling you, and it may just be me, but there is an emphasis on who he's keeping when it comes to recruiting. You can see it in the ones that he kept from the staff, and you can see it with the names that are popping up. And he knows that he needs to shop for them groceries, and he's going to have some boys that are going to do it, I believe. So I think we're going to see an uptick in recruiting, a major one. But I may be wrong.
He knows.
I may be wrong.
And the word ace, I mean, he knows.
And I also wanted to kind of go back to the topic at hand with the reason you had this space. It's very easy, sir, myself included, to get my panties in a while when I see these guys leave. because it is personal for us because we have so much passion for the team and for the school. But we only know what happens on the surface. We don't see anything what goes on behind the scenes. And I appreciate whoever brought up TJ Thorpe because I was a little butthurt with Noah leaving too. But I can't be happy when I see a TJ Thorpe come from Carolina and then hold Noah any type of accountability when he's doing the same thing. So that put it in perspective for me. I'm not salty
towards him at all.
You know,
that's respectable, bro. Yeah.
So that's all I wanted to say.
That's big time right there, man. A lot of human beings won't put their pride aside and say, you know what, dog? And TJ claimed I was getting, so I gotta at least fall back. Don't mean I don't want to smash his face in when he comes in. Scott
said, because
Noah been texting me saying he gonna beat us. I don't like, hey, Noah, man, you not gonna beat us, man.
No, I see he be out there, he's sharing his whole UNC stuff. I'm like, oh,
hey, man, people don't know, man.
This episode is brought to you by New Balance. Hey, it's Elena Samuela. You probably know me from my running and strength coaching. My life revolves around movement, but not necessarily for the reasons you'd think. Thanks to New Balance, I run for my mind just as much as my body. There's kind of this meditational aspect to running. There's a sense of calmness and joy in focusing on my movement, my breath, my stride. It makes for the most inspiring and emotionally charged run. Now back to New Balance. They have a history of supporting and elevating women in sports, and I wanted to partner with a brand that looks forward. A brand that understands the impact running has on our body and our mind. Head to newbalance.com/beyondtherun to explore the power of movement.
Look.
Rocking and cool brains.
Yeah,
man. Like, real talk, Noah is one of the best human beings you'll meet. That kid is awesome, bro. That's why I got to sometimes take a step back because I got to understand that my relationship is different, and I got to understand the fan. Like Love said, fans are not only invested emotionally, but financially. If you're a season ticket holder, you come to multiple games, or you donate to the master plan, like, you have a voice, and you got to let people get their bars off. You could keep be like, whoa, hold on now. We might have to cut that bar out right there. You cussing a little too much, but you got to let people get their bars off. So, Craig, go ahead, Master. You got your hands up. My bad. Craig, go ahead, brother.
Hey, I was just saying, is the dude Justin Anderson staying? Because I just haven't been hearing good stuff about him.
I heard he might. Can't say.
For real?
I got to mute myself. I was about to say something out there I could say, whether it's A or yay. So,
I don't know.
And then what OG was just saying about the Jordan, I can't pronounce his last
Arsman.
Name. Jordan. Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure he had something to do with him leaving.
Yeah, they had something to do with him leaving.
All I know 100%. Is Justin Anderson's shoe game, his Jordan game. You said, oh, I did that because you were talking about Jordan, but Justin Anderson, oh, he wears Jordans and his Jordan collections, though.
Hey, man, he blocked people like, what you call it, though?
Wait a minute. What are you talking about? I'm talking about Jordans. Why are you talking about blocks? It's not Dikembe. I said Jordan, not that Mutombo.
That's him right there. He a block superstar.
Hey, brother, we trying to keep it friendly, brother.
You know what I'm saying? I hope you do. Hey. You never know. You know, man, if he stay, hopefully he be under what Tony say. You know what I mean? So hopefully they can go recruit them guys, that style guys. You know what I'm saying? If that's what he down here to do. But if you stay, if you on that last, you on that last week page, you know what you need to do.
Hey, everybody, y'all hear this? That voice I was just talking, that's OG Who, tonight at 8 o'clock. So make sure you follow him right now. Click on this little profile, little circle.
Yeah, 8 p.m.
So at 8 p.m., he's going to have a Twitter space discussing UVA football on and off the field all around. You're not going to want to miss tonight. He have his on Wednesday nights at 8. Click on this circle. Hit follow, bro. I'm telling you, you won't be disappointed. And then follow his podcast, The Hill Podcast, THP, man. Go follow
100%.
Follow my guy. Anybody else that want to request and speak? And if you are ready to speak, you can just unmute whenever you're ready, bro. I want to give everybody a platform. But I just wanted to, if you came in late, My logical thoughts when it came to the players that just recently transferred that were released, the last four guys, that they were graduate players, and should we really have a gripe if they already gave us their 4 years as the scholarship calls for, as people say? Because a lot of people, when they look at scholarship, they go 4 years. They know if you didn't know the fifth year, you got to be granted the fifth year by the head coach. So if they gave us 4 years, and academically, they don't want to have their master's in education, and they had to seek. Now, I know Noah going to get joked because people don't think North Carolina got no type of schooling. So y'all going to tease me about that because I talk about academics. But still, rightfully so, if they wanted to branch out not only program-wise but academically and also COVID-19 protocol-wise, because it's a little different here compared to those places. Like Bisbinger is another one. He went to SMU. So that was my thoughts.
I just wanted to say, everybody keep in mind that we have recruits in here right now.
Always in here. They always in here. You might want to meet you, Craig. Your man mad.
That's exactly what my crib be sounding like. Y'all wonder why I be muted. Right there. Right
BJ,
there.
BJ, what's good, man?
Hey, Hawk. I got a lighthearted question for you. So my UVA circle, for as small as it is, was having a little debate last night. There was a UVA player, I won't say names, that made a statement that addressed exactly what we're talking about. And you had a Kanye meme circulating around Twitter yesterday. What does that meme mean?
I had a meme?
Yeah. Now, you weren't on the meme. You were circulating the meme. Kanye sitting there eating a chicken wing or a barbecue something.
He talking about the rib.
That's a far.
Oh, okay. We were arguing about what that meme actually means. What does that meme mean from Hawk?
That means that I'm eating my popcorn, but I'm eating chicken. I'm sitting back eating baked chicken.
That's like just watching the stuff unfold.
Yeah, this gonna get
like
interesting.
I see you, but I'm not gonna comment. But I'm watching you.
Yeah, this gonna get interesting. Okay. This is me saying, "Ooh, this is about to get spicy," and I'm looking around to see who else gonna join.
All right,
yeah, man. But like Craig said, salute to the recruits that's in here, man. Appreciate y'all for taking time out of your day. You still on winter break? Hopefully, you are sharpening in your craft every day. Okay, not just when it's scheduled to go to track practice or basketball practice, but every day. You know. Go watch some YouTube film of your favorite athletes and see why, you know what I'm saying? All of that. But no, salute to y'all. I got a couple more minutes, man, because like I said, I don't want to wear y'all ears out because OG Who and them going to have it on fire tonight. Hopefully I could join in for a couple minutes tonight. I've been on battle rap spaces all day today, man. So, yeah, my phone battery been about to die all day. But any other last thoughts, man, before I close it out? If you join in late, you can ask to be a speaker and I'll let you say your piece. But in anything, man, just make sure to respect these young men and their decision. I'm not saying you have to like it. I'm not saying you can't hate them when the game come on. I'm not saying you have to cheer for them when the game goes on. Like, you can just wish them the best. And you can hope their team lose. Just wish them the best. Like, thank them for their service, man. They gave us 4 years of their life. Of their blood, sweat, and tears. We cheered them on for 4 years, you know? So just keep that in perspective, you know? But this is a business now. With this NIL stuff, you hope each recruit can follow through. You know, they commit to a school. Just like, they hope the same for the coaches. They hope the same for the academic advisors. Like, whatever you say to them to get them to come to the school, they want you to follow through. And it's the same way when they come. Hey, they want you to follow through and getting better at your craft and doing what you have to do in the classroom. So it's a two-way street. Always be mindful of that. So get off my soapbox. That's it. Make sure you subscribe to the Ball Hawk Show podcast, man, available on Spotify, iTunes, Podbean. I'm trying to upload more of these spaces to YouTube as well, but I do upload these as podcast episodes. So usually 3 or 4 hours after we done upload as a podcast episode. But yeah, man, my spaces UVA football wise is on Mondays at 3:30. Then OG Who has his UVA Twitter space on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. So his is tonight, Wednesday at 8 p.m. He's one of the speakers.
Yeah, tonight.
Hit that follow so you can get an alert. And if you follow me, you'll see me share it too. But definitely just follow him, man. Follow him. You know what I mean? And if you want some Jordans and you don't want to go to North Carolina, holler at the dude that got the legends right there in this picture. That dude, he got Jordans. Not for free, though. You got to pay. It's in your box for free, but not the shoes in it. All right. Oh, hold on. We got somebody that was trying to, Steve was trying to come back in. And then I'm going to get up out of here. Let my man Steve get the last word. Steve, what's up, brother?
Hey, I did want to say the last word. And the last word should be, if you're listening to this, share it. Get the word out about these spaces, because this is our
big facts. That right there. You listen and share it. Bring other people on.
If you're not sharing this and you're not, you know, being a true part of this thing, then you shouldn't even be here. You should be sharing this. You look at other school spaces and talking about their transfer portals or their coaches. Thousands of listeners on those things. You know, we got 60 on here right now. I think we've reached 160, 150. It should be way more than that. So get the word out. This is the best thing going for fans. I mean, no, hands down.
I like it. I like it, Steve. Definitely appreciate you. Yeah, man. Share. Hit that follow. And when you see a Twitter space alert, make sure you come in, share that. Tell your friends to jump in. Their voices can be heard. And if it's good ideas and stuff, it's something that can help the program ascend, man. I definitely, you know, pass along the information. Like, the head honchos will tell you, ball hawk will hit us up and say, hey, man, did you hear what they were saying on this episode? Check this episode out. Go to this part of the episode and see what they were saying. And they keep their ears to the street. That's one thing I respect about our administrators, man. And I know our coaches I jump in here too and listen. Well, I don't know if Ellie will, but I know the
old. I was just about to say
the day old we get Tony,
it's over. It's
I don't
over.
Think I'll let him speak though. I'll let him ghost ride the whip. But
yeah, tell him come in and just ghost ride. Just listen to his fan base scream love for him. Throw flowers at his feet.
I know during the season this will definitely be fun. I mean, I didn't use it a lot during the season. It wasn't it was on Instagram then, but and Clubhouse, but. You know, it should get interesting this spring and stuff, but we're going to keep it going until then, especially when we hear some news. But all right, man, I'm rambling. So that's it, man. Check out the podcast. Subscribe. Make sure you follow myself. Also, OG Who or anybody else that's in here that's speaking, man. Like, everybody become acquainted with each other and pause and tweet each other and have those conversations, man. For the better good. I'll holler at y'all. Peace.
Yeah.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.